Okay, this is Anna from the second years. Hello, Anna.
So just fill us in what you've been up to since the last presentation, and really we're trying to get to the crux of what people are hoping for, their displays, checking on blogs, things like that. But talk to us about your practical work.
I've been doing some character development.
Yeah.
And refining.
Cool.
And stuff.
Ah.
So I did that on Procreate, where explore with my paper textures.
Oh, yes.
And I wasn't really happy with that one, because I felt there's like a lack of space when I added like the title. So this is like the product that I'm gonna include in my catalog and stuff. So I did the color thing, like stuff.
Blingy colors.
And then the catnip package thing, and then the food.
You've been busy.
This is like the, I found this artist, he's Portuguese actually, a designer. He did this for, it's like a Black Cat store thing that we have in Portugal. And he did like a design. And I really liked how it looked. So I tried with the Garfield stuff and Puts in Boots. And I did the same thing with the Procreate thing. And I really like that. So I think I'm going to go with this design rather than the other one. And this is for, have a page where it's like how to domesticate a human. And this is like the lady.
On the stool.
I didn't want to show like a face because I'm not really good at drawing faces.
It's okay, I don't think you need to.
Got inspiration from Tom and Jerry, the mummy to
show.
Is that her name?
And this is for the front cover stuff.
Okay.
But I'm gonna, I think I have a sketch here. Here. Like the front cover where there's the cat and then some text going around. And that's the, like a Greek key. To represent, like, I have a page where I'm gonna talk about Egyptian cat thing in ancient times. And I found this like pattern that I would like to go on the front cover, so I did a study on it. That's why I have this page here. And different designs on Procreate as well. Just moving on to typography. So just like principles, looking at ways. And I'm currently doing some stitching on paper.
Oh, so it represents the scratching bowl.
And that's where I'm at. I don't really have a plan for the display, though.
Okay, for your exhibition.
Yeah.
Okay, so, well, you're going to have your catalogs, hopefully, all printed out. They could be displayed, like, if you imagine the computer room downstairs, and it's got, like, the shelf, you know, where you had your little show last year, you could have them flat on that shelf. Or you might think, well, I need to make actual shelves to go up the board so that they're displayed up there. And maybe you have a kitty litter tray on the countertop that's got your comments book on it and a pen for people to write on it. You know, you need to sort of like think about how your display is going to help communicate your idea for this project. So if you think about when you go into like a news agent's or a corner shop, they kind of largely still have these displays of magazines that are just like on racks as you enter into a space.
I'll have a look in stores to see if they have displays.
Yeah, just sort of like have a look around, see how things get displayed. And maybe we can just do like a simplified version where you just have like some shelves with your magazines printed out nicely onto them. And if you're thinking about like when a book gets launched, they might have a cutout figure as well, you know?
Think about framing my collages downstairs.
It's not necessarily that you have to do that, because remember you're going to have your studio space also to decorate. But I'm just thinking, like, with these characters that you've been working on, come back here. Yeah, like these. If we, once they're finished, got them blown up, printed out a bit bigger, and then mounted them onto some cardboard, cut around them carefully, we could have them as like 2D figures that could stand up again on that countertop
like the one,
near your magazine. Yeah, like the one just outside Foundation's room. Or, you could paint the wood, but I wouldn't recommend because it takes hours and hours. So I would just be inclined to get these printed out like bigger. Once they're finished, we can cut around them, get them onto cardboard, cut around that, and then you'll have like advertising basically for your magazine.
Love that idea.
Maybe there's going to be a for sale or something on there, or coming soon, or
they could have a speech bubble.
Yeah,
if I use the back of this again, so if you imagine like your display, you've got your countertop
bestseller,
where you've got your magazines like on shelves. Yeah, but then you have like your cutouts here. Sorry, really bad illustration. But maybe they've got some speech bubbles, like out now, you know, or out meow. I don't know. Like something.
Come and get your catalog.
Exactly, like you know, and then maybe like a kitty litter tray at the bottom, like that's got your comments book in.
Yeah.
So then it's carrying on the humour of it all.
Because your project is funny.
And then presenting it as it would be in a real life sort of scenario as well.
Okay.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Because when a new magazine or a new book or whatever is being launched, they often have sort of like these sort of promotional tools around the product to try and encourage people to buy it.
Yeah, that's a good idea. Yeah.
Okay. So, couple of options. So I want to see a couple of really quick drawings like this where you're just exploring some different ways to present it.
Okay, all right, yeah.
Yeah? Because I don't know if you know anybody who has a cat. Do you know?
My friend does.
Maybe you could even, if they've got a scratching tower, maybe you could borrow the scratching tower and your magazines get displayed on that.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
But you need to come up with some plan A, B, C.
Okay.
Okay, for your display.
Yeah.
Okay, but it's looking great. It's looking really good. Are you kind of on target, do you think, for getting things professionally printed, or are you doing it from the college?
I'm not doing for that website because the minimum is like 20 pages.
Okay.
So I've been searching like people that can print here in Jersey.
Okay.
There's like two places.
Mailmate would probably do it for you.
Mm-hmm.
Mailmate. I mean, you know, at worst case scenario, we can do it here, but just remember in terms of the deadlines for tech support and help towards the
I'll make like a plan B, A, B.
Yeah.
You can get one printed here anyway, and then if you get others printed elsewhere,
great.
I just need to send them an email to know. When
turnaround times, cut off dates.
And this is all part of the professional aspect of this project for
and
you.
Planning.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So please make sure you've got copies of those emails that you're sending out to people in your sketchbook.
And on your blog. You started your blog really well.
Oh, thanks.
Week two, it finished. Generally, anyway.
I've been doing, like, the first pages, like, kind of stuff. Like,
you started
stuff
really... you just
I'm
need
doing,
to continue.
Yeah.
So,
and I'm, like, printing my images in, like, categories.
So this being said, and we've only got two... three and a bit weeks more or less until it's the end and the private view. So I know that you have a part-time job. I don't know how much of your time that takes up or how flexible they are with you in terms of your hours, but this has the potential to be really, really good, but it takes a lot of work, and you've already put in loads of work, so I know you're capable. I just don't want you to get really in a tizzwoz.
I can just ask them to like few weeks off.
If you're comfortable to do that and you think that they will allow you to do that,
because I did that last year.
I would actively encourage you because it's such a short amount of time left to just give this all of your energy.
I can ask them this week,
Okay, cool. Awesome.
I'll just work one day. That would be work one day.
Yeah. mean, yeah. They've probably got you for some of the summer, do they? When do you actually leave to go to Portugal?
Leaving on July 5th, July.
Oh, okay. Well, they've got you for a few weeks.
Yeah.
Anyway. Yeah. Okay, cool. Okay, well, I'm happy. Just make sure you make some time for those blocks. Yeah, get those together. That's the only thing that UAL see, okay?
Yeah.
It's really, really important.
Thank you.
Okay.
Well done, Anna.
Well done.
Well done, that's good.